morning, I'm going to be reading Romans 13, verses 1 through 7. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which of God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of the possible punishment, but also because of consequences. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
Scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Considering this particular service and what direction we would take things and they would go, I couldn't help to recall that the events of that day when so much destruction and devastation took place. Of all of the innocent lives that were so needlessly destroyed, from the little children that were in those daycare centers in those buildings that'll never get the opportunity to experience life and joy. The parents who had entrusted their children to those places, who would never get to hear their child laugh again. And I considered all of those who were not just working in those two twin towers, but those who gave their lives in Shanksville in order to preserve who knows how many other lives. To those who lost their lives at the Pentagon, and it's difficult to tell with all of those planes that were grounded how many more might have wreaked havoc and destruction on this nation. And folks, all of that coming about because of a godless religion. All of that coming about because of pure hatred and the following of evil. You know, I couldn't help but think of where our nation had fallen to at that point. And, you know, in the book of Psalms 33, the 12th verse, it reads like this: Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I was reading an article on 9/11. Randy Troyer, as a matter of fact, gave it to me. And there were some people that were concern about our nation. And their reflection was walking the city streets of New York City on the day of 9/11. Everyone was praying. And as people prayed, there came a sense of unity in this nation. And it stirs in me a little bit of anger, I'll be honest with you, when Mayor Bloomberg says we'll not have any clergy at the 9/11 celebration. There'll be no prayers. Well, folks, there's prayers taking place all over this nation. Bloomberg cannot silence the church. Nor should he be able to. And whether he wants to acknowledge it or not, there'll be prayers taking place at that celebration. Doesn't mean they'll be televised, but there'll be prayers there. Because there will be people there who realize, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And in that reverent moment of remembering loved ones that have died, in that reverent moment when they look at those who were first responders, and some of them made it out and some of them didn't, those that didn't were the people filled with the greatest love, Jesus said, for greater love hath no man than this, but that a man lay down his life for his friends. Those first responders in any type of a crisis are people that we should honor and that we should respect. Since the 9/11 events, countless young men and young women filled with a just cause have gone to war all over this world to try to give people the thing that we take for granted in this country, and that's freedom. Whether wounded or not wounded, whether killed or not killed, whether they see action or don't see action, they are heroes. Because they're willing to lay down their lives for friends. Who is a friend? A friend is whoever we meet next. A friend is whoever is in need. A friend is whoever just needs some kind of a touch. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance. Do you know who that is? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You know, it's not the will of God that any should perish and go to a Christless eternity and to a lake of fire and burn forever. That's not God's will. Some people choose that. That's not God's will. God's will is that we all have life, and that we have life in Christ. And then we are willing to take that life out into this world and share it with everyone that we come in contact with. To live a life of honor, dignity, and reverence, and compassion, and integrity. To live a life that reflects the values of our Heavenly Father. To live a life that helps people find freedom. This morning, what I want to do, and believe me, you're going to get out of here super early today. You'll be the first ones to the restaurant, I guarantee it. But I felt that it would be very important for us as a church to take a moment to honor first responders. And so this morning, I'm going to ask for any volunteer or paid fire personnel, I'm going to ask you to please stand right now. Floyd, would you please come right up here? Do we have any that have served as fire or police or fire personnel in the past? Anyone like that? Volunteer or paid? Okay. Any policemen or police women who have served or are serving, would you please come? Any others? Anyone in the medical profession, would you please stand? Thank you. Would you please come? Anyone who drives an ambulance, anything like that, you would be considered there. Any doctors, nurses, or technicians that work in that field and try to help others? Pastor Homer, you'd better get up here. You're working in the medical field. Get up here. Anyone who is currently serving in the U.S. military or has served in the U.S. military, would you please stand and come forward? folks, I'm going to tell you, every one of these individuals would tell you they're not a hero, but they are to me. Because in some fashion, they have helped or are helping people who are suffering. Just like those 9/11 responders. They may not have been in New York City or Washington or Shanksville that day. They're here in Cory, Pennsylvania, in Columbus, Spartanburg, Union City, wherever. And when there are those who are suffering, those who need help, those who need protection, they're there. And they have been there. Some of these who served in the military served in peacetime. But keeping the peace is every bit as important as making the peace. They are to be honored. And we need to appreciate their sacrifice. I wanted to bring them up that we as a church might pray for them. Thank God for them. But then we're also going to have the opportunity to individually thank them if we so desire. This time, would you please stand and join me in a word of prayer. Our precious Father, when we reflect back on those horrific events 10 years ago today, there were those who tried to break our back, and all they did was stir our stinger. But Father, somehow we're losing that. Somehow as a nation, when we rallied together spiritually at that moment, now we fly apart. God, I pray that you would restore the intensity of the importance of this nation being a nation that serves you and honors you, so that we can be blessed once again. And Father, I want to thank you for those who on that day gave their lives trying to help others win theirs. And Father, I want to thank you for the families of those who suffered tremendous loss because of tyranny. And Lord, I pray that somehow your spirit of comfort and peace would rest upon them, and that you would fill them with all joy and with pride. And Father, I pray as well for the survivors of that day. Oh God, so many horrific memories and sounds that I'm sure they'll never forget. The crying and the screaming, the wailing, the pain, the fear. Lord, those things must haunt them to this very day. Give them comfort. Give them rest. Give them peace. And now, Father, for these who stand before us today, I pray and ask that your Holy Spirit would so settle on them that they would acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. And that, Father, that they would realize that we as a people genuinely appreciate every bit of sacrifice that they make. Lord, may our hearts be filled with appreciation and gratitude for all they've done. And so, Father, please, may your Spirit rest upon us, fill us with hope, grace, dignity, compassion. Father, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for the sacrifice of Calvary's cross. Thank you for the sending of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for courage that gives these and has given them the strength to face each day, many of those days difficult times. Lord, please restore our nation. Let your people pray. Seek your face. Turn from their wickedness so that you can hear from heaven. Now, Lord, we love you. We thank you for the great love that you have for us. Instill our faith, hope, and love with your presence. For it's in your glorious and holy name we pray and ask all of these things. And all of God's people said, Amen. What I'm going to ask you to do is, if you would like to come through, I'm going to ask these folks to stand here. Because I love to make people uncomfortable. But we're going to ask you to come around this way and kind of come through the line if you would like to express a thank you for their service. And let them know that they are appreciated. Then you'll be dismissed. So God bless you. Let's begin this way.